Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, speaking to you from Buckhead in the Queen City of the South, Atlanta, Georgia. We have a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on. I want to open up by saying that if the election were held today, Barack Obama would be reelected. At least apparently, that's what these polls are saying all over the place. How is that? How does that work? How does something like that even come about? How is it even possible? Our national debt stands at $15,966,000,000,000. You know what that means? Another $33 billion, and we're going to hit the $16 trillion mark. $16 trillion. You know how much that is for each of you taxpayers? It's $139,887. Now, I say this all every week. Why do I say it every week? Because it's the most important thing on the radio, in the election, is the debt. Obama has no budget. He has no accountability. He just spends, does what he wants, and we are left to suffer the consequences. I see this ad with a horse talking, and it isn't Mr. Ed, and it's negative about Romney because they spend $77,000 to take care of a horse in a year. All right, I'll grant you that's a lot of money. But it's his money. He made it. He can do whatever he wants with it. What bothers me is sending Obama's 13-year-old daughter with a dozen of her friends taking two jets and sending them to Mexico for their spring break, costing millions upon millions of dollars. And guess what? Not 77,000, millions. And guess whose money that is? That's yours. That's mine. How does that work? How is it so reprehensible that Romney spent 77,000 of his own money on a horse because it helps his wife with her MS? And there's nothing wrong with sending a 13-year-old. Think of your own family and your 13-year-olds. They have trouble with being entitled anyway. Can you imagine what kind of brat this kid's going to be? Oh, we shouldn't say that. That's not fair. Bring that. Well, they got to use their heads. So do we. I'm going to bring on our co-host here. Good afternoon, Richard. Can you hear me?
On
Richard, this is Jack Watts at Jack Watts Live. How are you today?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You're welcome. I'm having talked to you before. I knew that you were on vacation, but I'm glad that you took the time and the trouble to call in. This is kind of a banner day. I want to ask you a question right to begin with.
Please.
How in the world could Obama win this election based on what he's done? And yet, if the election were held today, he would win. The Fox poll has him up by 9 percentage points. 9. That's huge. Now,
well, Mr.
Watts, several days ago, before Paul Ryan was picked for the VP.
These all of these different surveys they take. This Rasmussen up here in New England has Romney ahead by 4 points. So what do they mean? They don't mean a heck of a lot. It's going to come right down to what is it that the people are looking for and what do they want. And I think what's really going to end up being the true back of this whole thing is when this country come October, November, what is the state of the economy at that point in time? If it's not...
Well, it's not going to change appreciably, I can tell you that. One thing for sure, the national debt will by that time be above $16 trillion. That's for sure. The amount of money that a taxpayer pays will be over $140,000. The personal debt for everybody, including, you know, man, woman, child, people, you know, disabled, babies, everything, will be over $51,000. I had a talk with one of my daughters, and, you know, who does not quite get it yet. She's still young, but she's not that young. She's able to vote, and she's going to vote for Obama. And I said, okay, when he started, your part of the national debt was $90,000. Your part now is $140,000. That's $50,000 that is real money that you owe that you're going to have to pay. What have you gotten for it? Well, nothing. Well, if you haven't got anything for it and it's increasing at an increasing rate, what does that say to you? Well, she didn't have an answer for that. Get to the end of the conversation and, you know, what is it? Well, I like Barack Obama. You know, to me, it's almost like he's a vampire. And he's taking a bite out of all these people, and, you know, they do his bidding for them. They get out there, and they are critical of this, that, and the other, and there's no reason to it. There's no, when I say no reason, I mean no reasoning. It's like if it's against what the Republicans are proposing, if it's for business, then they don't want it. And yet, what is it that made this nation great? Was it redistribution of wealth, or was it taking yourself by your bootstraps, just getting your hiney to work every day, and yes, you building it? Not someone building it for you. It's what I see. Are you there?
Do you think that the philosophy of this country has changed, though?
Yes.
I mean, I see. I'll give you a perfect example. Yesterday, we went to breakfast. Nice little restaurant, but there was maybe 12 couples in there. It was like 10 minutes after 9. The woman that was in there, middle-aged woman, very nice, she said, just take a seat wherever you can. I'll be with you as soon as I can. And I said, isn't there another waitress? She said, yes. She's going to be late, though. I said, okay. Well, about 20 minutes after 9, this young girl shows up. Now, the woman was there on time. The young girl couldn't get there on time. And I run into this time and time again with a lot of the different companies that I work with and for. The young people just don't want to work. And it's a sad state of affairs, to say the least. But they're the ones that will vote for Obama because they think in the long run, you and I will be paying for their laziness.
Well, that's a philosophy that that won't last forever. There's no possibility of it working. All right, now I want to ask you this. I think the strategy for Romney has been, I don't need to do anything, and because Barack Obama is such a poor president, because he has increased the debt, because he hasn't done anything, and he doesn't know what he's doing, I will win just because I'm not Barack Obama. And that strategy has been
not going to fly.
No, it's not going to fly. It's been a failure.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. I was here and watched how Mitt Romney eviscerated Newt Gingrich in Florida after Newt Gingrich had won the state of South Carolina and looked like he was surging. Well, Mitt Romney spent a fortune and, you know, just brought out all the negatives about Newt. By the time that finished, Newt was done. He never recovered. All right, a couple weeks later, let's fast forward. A couple months maybe even. Santorum's running in the Gulf Coast in the state of Alabama and Mississippi. And he's running fairly strongly there. And Romney does the same thing, absolutely eviscerates him, and ends up winning the primaries and took care of his second most substantial opponent. So here you go. You've got Romney can do that. I mean, he destroyed these two men, and yet he doesn't say really much of anything about Barack Obama. I suppose
you think maybe that his philosophy is it's August. A lot of people are doing whatever they normally do in the summer. When school comes back, you have at that point what, maybe 7 weeks till election. And that would be the time to drop the hammer.
I suspect that might be true. I hope that that's true. I absolutely think that it needs to be true. Now, when he was vetting the vice presidential candidate, and, you know, for a while there, it looked like the first choice was going to be Pawlenty. And, you know, Pawlenty is like, well, Romney is beige and Pawlenty is taupe. I mean, they're just, that would have been like, you know, do you want vanilla with vanilla soft?
Yeah, right.
And,
yeah.
You know, not much of anything.
Right.
Picking Ryan was brilliant, in my estimation. Now, let me tell you why. Ryan appeals to conservatives. He can appeal to the base. He will, just in the same way, people hated Sarah Palin. They hated Sarah Palin because she was so conservative, and, you know, she appealed to the base, and they did everything they could to destroy that woman. Went after her children, you know, saying that, you know, that her daughter was actually the mother of the little Down syndrome brother of hers, which, I mean, despicable. I mean, you know, this is a 16, 17-year-old girl, and that, I mean, she was pregnant anyway. But, I mean, you know, that just was unfair game. But now with Ryan, we've got somebody that is a clear conservative who's smart, who knows the budget, who knows where we're going, where we're headed. He knows the finances of this country better than the economist. it's a strong candidate.
Isn't he the head of the Ways and Means Committee, too? In my Finance Committee? Which one is he?
Budget
He's
committee.
The chairman. Of which one?
The Budget Committee.
The Budget Committee.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty
good. By the way,
Obama doesn't have one, right?
He has not had one in his whole time as president. Not
right.
one. I mean, that's kind of like, think of it this way. That'd be like having a teenager and just handing them a credit card and a car.
Exactly. Yeah.
And say, we're going to be gone for the summer. Take care of yourself, you know, and do whatever you
see
want.
See you in 4 years.
See you in 4 years. And that's what's happened.
Yeah.
Some of the things that, you know, the criticism about, well, Romney hasn't paid 10 years of taxes. Based on nothing, and here's the thing about
Harry Reid's an idiot, though.
Well, of course, that's not the issue. The issue is that they know that's not true, but they don't care that it's not true. What
right.
they care about is that is going to create doubt in people's minds.
Right.
If it creates doubt, whether it's true or not, it's what they want.
Exactly.
That's about as cynical as you can get. There's not
reprehensible, though, if you ask me.
It is reprehensible. It is reprehensible. It's when Obama ran the first time, I did not care for him. I did not like who he was and what he'd come from and what his worldview was, and particularly the Black liberation theology, which really is theistic Marxism. And it really is Marxism. But I didn't think he was as bad of a human being as he is. I didn't think that he was the type of person that would just lie with no other reason other than it serves him well, that he would call out Mitt Romney for what are you hiding with 10 years of taxes when he won't come forward with one thing from his past. Nothing. He talks
Nothing.
About transparency, and he's the least transparent. We know more about, well, there's very few people that we know that are in public life that we don't know more about than Barack Obama. And here he is running for a second term as president, and it remains hidden. And it's surprising to me that people aren't able to get it out. That somebody won't come forward, or very few have. There's some fellow that came forward that was in his class at Columbia, and you know said that that he was not a good student. I don't care if he's a good student at Columbia. Columbia's, you know, an excellent university. Even if he's not a good student at Columbia, certainly probably better than being a good student, you know, at Newton Junior or Perimeter College here in Atlanta. I mean, so that isn't what bothers me. What bothers me, however, is if he used the system by saying he was Indonesian so that he could get financial aid and go in under the diversity programs that these universities have, where somebody that's, you know, that's a better student was denied. That's very similar to what that woman up there in Massachusetts has done to Scott Brown by saying she's an Indian with blonde hair and blue eyes. Was able to be on the Harvard faculty based on that. And so she has the prestige of saying, I am from the faculty of Harvard University. That's a big deal. It's a really big deal in Massachusetts. But
absolutely,
it wasn't based on merit. It was based on deceit, deception, and fraud. And if, you know, I think if the if all the transcripts came out and if all the information came out, same thing's true of Barack Obama. And yet, it's not going to. It's like there's this massive fraud being perpetrated on the American people.
Didn't I read somewhere that Obama, in his college years too, had an alias? He used a different name in these certain places too. It was his
very Sonido.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yes, he's been.
But that's all SHIELD too, correct?
Yes, but there's more. He's used more than one Social Security number. How do you do that? And
yeah,
if you do, how's that not identity theft? If you use another person's Social Security number, that's identity theft.
It's also fraud.
How is it not identity theft? His Social Security number belongs to some guy who was born in 1899 and died the year that Obama was born. And had not taken any governmental benefit, so they didn't have any kind of record kind of things on him. He was from Connecticut, and everybody that has that, prefix, I think it's 425 or something like that. Whereas, mine, I come from Massachusetts, starts 025. Or maybe is it Iowa, since I was born in Iowa. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. But I do know this. I've had one Social Security number my entire life. How many have you had?
I know I've had one all my life. I've had one military ID all my life. And I've had one name all my life.
Actually, I've had all those exactly the same thing, too. The only thing I would say that where he has us beat is he's had only one wife. And
we've got him beat on that one, don't we, Jack?
We got him beat on that one. But, we only had one at a time, which, old Mitt Romney and the Mormons, they would really prefer to have more than that, I suppose. I want to talk about that just a little bit. Okay. There are a lot of people who are very apprehensive about voting for a Mormon, believing that it's a cult. I work in politics and work full-time for a Mormon in the 1980s, and it was tough. And I do believe it is a cult, and I don't. It is definitely not normal Christianity. But we have a choice between two men. One, who's a Mormon, which is a cult, or the second, who came out of Jeremiah Wright's church, which is Black Liberation Theology, which is Christian Marxism. Kind of an oxymoron. So we aren't going to have somebody that's straight and narrow anyway. Biden's a Catholic who thinks that, you know, a fetus isn't a child, but a 26-year-old is. Paul Ryan is the straightest of the four. And frankly, he's my favorite. That being the case, you know, I'm very concerned about what's going to happen. And here's my thought. I think that the chances of changing the mind of these people who are for Barack Obama is slim to none. That means the only way to win is to get out the people who work, the people who pay the taxes, the people who are the ones that are the taxpayers who owe the $139,000 each. The others who aren't and won't, aren't going to, there's no way to change their mind. I think it's interesting, and I think that by pointing out the debt and that we are going over a cliff and that everything that everybody has worked for is going to be destroyed is the key to getting people out. I think that by hammering on this $16 trillion debt, which equates to $140,000 per person, per taxpayer, hammer it time after time after time after time.
Yep.
Is
what did they say?
A BMW build that, a minute. Somebody else builds it for you. Put it around his neck and let him have to defend that through the entire election. Why are there, you know, why did we go from 28 million on food stamps to 46.5 million? Why is it that, you know, if your boss wants you to, he can insist that you give a urine sample to prove that you're not taking drugs, but you can't take a urine sample from somebody who's getting food stamps to see if they're drug addicts.
Exactly.
So people are just doing nothing.
Where's that food stamp money is going?
Well,
where's that food stamp money really going?
You can get a tattoo. Did you know that? You can use your food stamp money to get a tattoo. You can buy cigarettes with it. You can buy Skoll.
You can go on a vacation to Las Vegas and they'll take food stamps.
Well,
incredible.
That's the way that one is. All right.
Yeah.
Here's what we've got. We're getting close on time. With Ryan, I think that we have the ability to stir the base of the conservatives and make them more energetic. We have got to get rid of Barack Hussein Obama. He's the worst president we've ever had. The President Harrison, I believe his name was, got sick on the day of his inauguration, got pneumonia, and died 28 days later and never did one thing. He was a better president than Barack Obama. That's what I think.
At any rate,
here we are, and I want to thank you, sir, for calling in and for helping us inform the American people of what is real and what isn't, and I want to say thank you and God bless the United States of America, and we have a fighting chance to prevail. Let's go out there and get the job done. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
All right.